From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a New Year's massacre in Istanbul. At least 35 people have been killed and 40 others wounded when an attacker opened fire in a crowded nightclub packed with New Year's revelers. Istanbul's governor Vasip Sakin said the incident was a terror attack but did not specify who might have carried it out. Sakin told reporters at the scene that a terrorist with a long-range weapon brutally and savagely carried out this incident by firing bullets on innocent people who were there solely to celebrate the new year and have fun. Security measures had been heightened in major Turkish cities, with police barring traffic leading up to key squares in Istanbul and the capital, Ankara. Ankara and Istanbul have been targeted by several attacks in 2016 carried out by the Islamic State group or Kurdish rebels. At least 180 people died in those attacks. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama was briefed on the attack, and the White House said in a statement that the president expressed condolences for the innocent lives lost and directed his team to offer appropriate assistance to Turkish authorities as they needed it. At least 28 people were killed and 54 others wounded when a pair of suicide bombings occurred minutes apart in a central Baghdad market on Saturday. The twin attacks hit Al-Sinak market that sells car accessories, food, clothes, as well as agricultural seeds and machinery. Iraqi officials say that minutes after the first suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden belt, the second one struck. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News.